It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In this part of the program, we'll look at the aftermath of Israel's two-front war. Hundreds of Palestinians and Israelis have been killed in fighting this summer. And in a moment, we'll hear the latest talk about a path to peace. We begin on the other front in Lebanon, where the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is visiting United Nations troops. NPR's Jamie Terabay is in Beirut. And Jamie, how did Kofi Annan describe the mission of that UN force when he finally got there?
Well, he finally was able to spell it out in a way that, comforted all the countries who were planning to send troops there. There was a lot of confusion about the rules of engagement that this troop would have, whether they would be an actual mandate to forcibly disarm Hezbollah. Israel really wants Hezbollah to be disarmed, but Kofi Annan said at a news conference yesterday that it was impossible to do that. He said, you know, let's not kid ourselves. There are other ways of disarming a militia than doing it through forcible means. And he pointed to other militias across the world that are now part of the political process in their country. So he says the UN forces are not going to chase anyone down. They're not going to go house to house looking for weapons. And he actually said that he thought the ceasefire was holding up remarkably well with the forces on the ground at the moment, and those include about 7,000 Lebanese forces along the border in the south as well.
Well, now, this may have comforted those countries intending to send troops, but I would think it wouldn't have comforted Israel.
Well, I guess that's something that he's going to have to take up with them when he travels to Israel today. He's going to be talking to them about that. Israel wants international forces along all of Lebanon's border, including the entry points with Israel and with Syria in the north. And that's something that has really upset Syria. And Damascus is threatening to shut down its border with Lebanon if this happens. Syria is also on Kofi Annan's list of countries that he's going to visit in this tour of the region. So he's expected to bring up the issue of weapons smuggling with Syria and also Iran. He'll be there too.
Now, yesterday when Kofi Annan visited some of the southern suburbs of Beirut, he was heckled by people there. What exactly happened?
He traveled with the Lebanese Prime Minister Fuad Sanyora to Dahiyeh, which is the area in the south of Beirut that is very Shiite and was very badly bombed during the war with Israel. It's home to Hezbollah's television station, and that building was flattened in the airstrikes. I mean, the whole place really is just a scene of total devastation. There were plenty of demonstrators waiting for them when they arrived under very, very tight security. Many of the people there were holding up posters of Hezbollah leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah. They were chanting slogans supporting Nasrallah, and then they began booing Kofi Annan. And I guess the intensity of the demonstration really worried his security detail, and they hustled him back to his car quicker than I thought. I guess he was planning on leaving. A lot of the people who live there used the visit to complain about how long it took the UN to act in ordering a ceasefire, and there's also just generally a lot of anger here towards the international community. And I guess that's something that this demonstration was used for as well.
Well, you spoke of him going next to Israel. What is on the agenda for that visit?
He said that one of the biggest issues he's going to be raising with Israel is this air and sea blockade that Israel has imposed on Lebanon. He called for Israel to immediately lift the blockade yesterday during his press conference with Fuad Sanyora. He will also be talking about the prisoners that Hezbollah wants Israel to release in exchange for the Israeli soldiers that Hezbollah is holding.
Thank you very much. NPR's Jamie Terabay speaking from Beirut.